Trace Beaulieu is kind enough to join us again on the show. Of course, Dr. Forrester from Mystery Science Theater 3000 from 30 years. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary of that great show. He is back with Frank Conniff in town. The Mads are back. They've got two shows tonight and tomorrow at the Twin Cities Alamo Draft House in Woodbury. Trace, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, Matt, thank you for promoting the show and reminding me that I had a show tonight and tomorrow night. I just completely spaced it.
I'm glad I can help out. We should remind people that you know, the great thing about you guys when you come to do these shows is that each show is individual and unique. It's not like you're just doing the same show over and over again, correct?
Yeah, we have a classic from our library this time, and we also have one that's very new. It's a film that I've been avoiding my entire life because the poster was so horrible, but now we're presenting it to the Twin Cities, and I hope they enjoy it. It's called The Neanderthal Man. A scientist regresses into a caveman. That's the plot.
When did this movie come on out?
Oh boy, I think it's late 50s, early 60s. There's only a couple actors I recognize. One of them played the police captain on the old Superman series from the 50s.
Wow. Okay.
But the special effects are quite well. Special is the wrong word.
and you're doing that, is that tonight or tomorrow night?
That's tomorrow night, and then tonight we're doing one of our classics. It's called Glenn or Glenda. It's an Ed Wood classic.
Yes, it is. Okay. Now, I wish I knew about. I would have been over there tonight for that. I would come over. That's got to be brilliant.
You know, we've been doing that on the road for about 3 years, and it is. We don't really make fun of the film so much because we hold Ed Wood in such high regard. But the filmmaking leaves something to be desired.
Well, it's Ed Wood. I mean, it was the cable access of movies back in the
That's a great way of looking at it. But, you know, like the people that do cable access, they put their heart and soul and everything they've got into these productions. And, you know, bless their hearts, you know, they're trying, you know, and it's sometimes you fall short of the mark, but they try. They got heart.
When you think about cable access shows and doing things on the cheap and by the fly, by the seat of your pants, of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up MST3K. Your show is just as popular, if not far more popular today than when you guys started on this way back when. And you know, it's branched out into all these different avenues. You know, you and I have talked about this before. I know you guys never really dreamed it would go this far, but it really has become a mainstay of popular culture in America. And frankly, I think you can feel pretty good knowing that your legacy is going to be fairly well enshrined for this, because this is going to go on for a long time.
You know, it's just amazing that it has the longevity and, like you say, the popularity that it does. We meet people all the time at conventions and our live shows that bring their kids, and it's like, well, why? How come you like it? You're a little kid. Why? But it appeals to families, and, you know, there's not a lot of stuff you can watch with the whole family and everybody can get a kick out of it. Mm-hmm.
I was just watching, gosh, was it Time of the Apes? Where, you know, the kid goes, there's a volcano, and they go in their frozen cryopods, and they wake up, and everyone's a monkey. We just watched that. My daughter, who is 14, my son, who is 17, and my other daughter, who is 11, were on the floor rolling, laughing at this. And that's saying something. And I think that one of the things that's great about the film is that the films were bad. I mean, it's not like you were trying to do stuff that was current at the time, although there was a lot of current jokes in there. But there was because you used films that were notorious for just being the god-awful film they were when they were released, that's why it still is good today.
I think so, yeah. I think you really hit on the key element that keeps it watchable. Is those films are entertaining for the reason the filmmaker didn't intend them to be. And, you know, they would probably get a kick out of knowing that their films are that popular. Like, you know, Ed Wood, he kind of died in obscurity, but his films have been very, very good to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Manos, Hands of Fate, when you guys did that one, my goodness, they actually did a film festival or something like that with that. I mean, you for them, there's got to be an honor. I mean, Ed Wood was his own character. But, I mean, yes. A lot of these films, as you mentioned, it's just, if not for you guys, they became cultural icons in many cases because of you guys. And, you know, you take publicity anywhere you get it, right?
Well, yeah. You know, in the case of Manos, when Frank Conniff pulled that out of a cardboard box to screen it for the first time, it was like when Carter opened King Tut's tomb, and the curse has just lived on. Someone has a pristine print, and they've put out a DVD of that film. There's puppet versions of it. There's musical versions of it, and I think we owe it all to Frank Conniff.
Well, and you and Frank, I don't play favorites, but you two are my favorite. You guys make every one of those shows. You guys just made me laugh, and I mean, I love Titanic when you guys did that, and all the different variations. You guys are brilliant. I can't. This is my highest recommendation tonight and tomorrow. And once again, what's the movie tonight? Is Glenn or Glenda?
The movie tonight, I believe, is Glenn or Glenda, and then tomorrow night is the epic. Cinematography by Stanley Cortez, so you can see just how bad it is. The Neanderthal Man.
Oh gosh! There's that the Twin Cities Alamo Draft House in Woodbury. I'll put a link on it as soon as I get off the air on both the Twitter feed and the Facebook page. But for tonight, I'm presuming people just head over to the Alamo Draft House. They should be able to get in.
Yeah, head over to the Draft House or check in online. You can see what seats are available. The Draft House serves food, serves alcohol. You can eat. You know, we're a lot funnier if you're eating and drinking while you watch us.
Not possible. But go out, have food and have drinks, and tip the waiters and waitresses, by all means. Twin Cities Alamo Draft House in Woodbury tonight and tomorrow. The Mads are back. Trace Bilyeu, Frank Conniff. Trace, thank you very much. Glad to catch back up with you again, and all my best, my friend.
Thank you, Matt. Love you guys.
Take care. Trace Bilyeu from MST3K, and of course, the Mads are back. Once again, look for the link to the shows tonight and tomorrow at the Twin Cities Alamo Draft House in Woodbury. Diane, thank you very much for calling. Like I said, take a victory lap, but let's think about whether or not ranked choice voting, is that really going to do a lot to promote third parties? And we'll talk more about that later. Coming up next, it's Hunter. Till tomorrow. See ya.